Us, would you draw us closer to you, Lord? Would you make us sensitive to your spirit, God? Open up our ears, open up our eyes to what we've been missing, Lord, and just make us more sensitive to you and your spirit. Teach us now through your word, God, as we go together. Would you stand for this last song?
Praise the Lord. Great time of worship, and it's good to have you here this first Sunday of a new decade, actually, but it is a new year, and we do wish you a very happy new year and a blessed 2020 going into 2030. Always challenges, but we're thankful that God has been so faithful last year. He's been faithful constantly in our lives, so it's good to have you with us. And I'd like you to turn around, say hi to a couple of folks, and wish them a happy new year or a blessed decade ahead, and greet somebody in the name of the Lord.
Good morning. Before we receive the morning tithes and offerings, we're going to take a look at what's going on here this week at Calvary Chapel. I'd like to invite you back tonight. We have a new service time. It's at 5 o'clock, so please make note of that. Pastor Bud will begin a new series in the book of Genesis. So with a brand new year, a new beginning, as we get into a new book and hopefully a new life in Christ. Remember, 5 o'clock tonight. We do have full children's ministry as well as the teens meet. We'll be meeting. This Wednesday, join us at 6 p.m. as we return to our study with Pastor Bill in the book of Hebrews. He'll be in chapter 12, covering verses 4 to 11, enduring by discipline. At this time, I'll have Danita come up, as she'll be talking about the Women's Home Fellowship, the new one that's starting up.
Good morning. Well, the day has come. We've been announcing this for, I think it was months, but the women's study is going to start. We're going to have a home fellowship. We've never done that before. We've always had sort of a study motif, so to speak, of desk and whatnot. We're going to do something different. We're going to meet in a home. So that starts Tuesday night. It's one Tuesday, the first Tuesday of every month. For at least 6 months, we're going to try and go to the conference in August, see how far we get. But we're going to have a study in the New Testament book of Philemon. Found that that's an easy book to begin with. We're going to have conversation. It's just a personal letter written from Paul to Philemon. It's only 25 verses, so we're going to glean a lot out of it. I think you'll be amazed at how the Lord wants to speak to us this coming new year. So bring your Bible, and if you're a note taker, bring a journal or something. I like note takers. I can't remember, so I have to write it down. So if you're one of those, bring your journal. But Bud, our son, is going to do worship. I'm so excited because he has such a heart for worship, especially leading a group of women, you know. We'll see how good he does. But he's excited about leading us in worship. My suggestion is that you carpool. It would be the best thing if you've got room in your car, if you're coming to, there are others that have asked me if they can hitch a ride. So if that's the case, would you get the word out? And we hope to see you there on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Thank you.
Thanks, Anita. So ladies, go ahead and mark for Tuesday, this Tuesday, and husbands, support your wives by cooking dinner, taking care of the kids, and maybe dropping the wife off. When the ladies get together, you always have a blast. And so I'm sure they're going to have a blast on Tuesday nights when they meet. It's not too late to join the 10-week Foundations class that meets here at the church on Saturday mornings. At 9 o'clock, they actually meet in one of the school classrooms, classroom 205. The course will cover foundations of the Christian faith, either for new believers or folks that want a refresher. So come out for that. Please note that the 2019 tithe statements will be available for pickup on Sunday, January 12th and Sunday, January 19th, and also on Wednesday, January 15th and Wednesday, January 22nd. Help us out in saving money in regards to postage by picking up your statements, because after those dates, the statements will be mailed out. And lastly, please don't forget to drop by the Koinonia Cafe. They have great books, Ahava skin care product, as well as delicious food. It's a great resource for us to pick up something to grow in both spiritually and physically, if you want to grow physically for 2020. Let's have the ushers come forward as we pray for the morning's tithe and offerings. The Word of God says, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord. We thank you so much for your provision, God. We thank you for the opportunity to worship you in our giving. We pray that you would use these resources for the glory of God, that you would use them to continue to build up our lives, to continue to do your work on the mission field, and to continue to do your work here through Calvary Chapel. We thank you. Pray for those that give, Lord. Bless them. In Jesus' name we say, amen.